Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, allow me to congratulate you on the assumption of the chairmanship of the GG on Laws and to express our high appreciation of your dedicated leadership. Be assured of Bulgaria's full support for your and your team efforts. Mr. Chairman, our delegation deeply values your proactive and dynamic approach towards preparing and organizing this session of the GGE, as the expectation of our common work and the sense of urgency are growing higher. We take note of the fact established by the mandate that the group should submit a report to the 7th Review Conference in 2026. Yet, as already mentioned by several delegates, the group does not begin its work from scratch. We profit from several years of fruitful and concentrated deliberations, previously adopted GGE reports, and dozens of working papers. Therefore, also having in mind the emerging urgency, our delegation believes that the group should undertake every endeavor to streamline its work and preferably to fulfill its mandate ahead of the set time frame of 3 years. We support your call to the group to focus on the mandate and to start working on a concrete language and on identifying and formulating elements of an instrument. As the necessity of having structured deliberations exists, we find the guiding questions circulated to be definitely beneficial. Here, we would like to express our gratitude to the high contracting parties and the groups of states who have submitted answers to the guiding questions, and to the ICU for complying the replies. We are still in the process of examining the submissions, as well as Brazil's working paper, and we will be anticipating constructive deliberations throughout the week. Mr. Chairman, Bulgaria joined Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, Luxembourg, and Norway in submitting a working paper centered around the two-tier approach, as it establishes a solid structure within the GGE on cross-regional level, which directs the group in a favorable and universally functional way. The convergence on the two-tier approach based on prohibitions and regulations could be considered as one of the achievements of the work of the group. We believe that the two-tier approach, with its inclusivity and ability to combine numerous viewpoints, could serve as a legitimate and conducive framework for the implementation of the current mandate of the GGE. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.